If you are someone who really loves live theater, the announcement that your favorite company will do a renowned play, one that's decades old, been done many times, may give you a little gulp in your throat. There are many ways to run down a great play. After all, the work itself is 2 hours, 45 minutes, an ungainly length today where many a new play is one act, 90 minutes. Then, possibly the classic may have lost its power, its one-time drive. Or the theater will go overboard, turning a great play into a redone goofy farce. Well, have no fears. At Trinity, Death of a Salesman remains a tear-bringing powerhouse, an eye-opening, chilling, and insightful look at the American nightmare, if you will. The story of the life and death of Willie Loman, the salesman whose time has ended with the shattered dream of a man used and then thrown aside, remains as strong as ever. Director Brian McElhaney has taken Miller's work and kept all its force, its love, its hate, its needs and losses. Sure, this salesman is filled with modern-day theatrical possibility. Done in the refurbished downstairs Dowling Theater, it favors such changes as simple metal posts marking the bedroom of the Loman sons. That becomes a place for dynamic climbs and falls. Actors use 5 doors to slash and burn into and out of the theater in a manner that seems not a theatrical trick, but another way of displaying the Loman family's ill-fated drive, its lost efforts, its ever-failing attempts. The cast is memorable, filled with energy even as they are displaying the loss of the Lomans. Trinity veteran Stephen Berenson digs deep into Willie. He ranges from the incredible beliefs of the man to his great losses. He lets you know that Willie was always a loser and then enters with the argument that America the powerful is all too happy to award the winner and kick the losers aside. America the indifferent is what Berenson brings us with great depth, great feeling. As Linda, Willie's ever-trying wife, Phyllis Kay, is extraordinarily insightful. She catches every moment of the Loman debacle and gives us a wonderful look of a woman who never stops trying to take the family down the winner's road. As the boys, Matt Lytle and Billy Hutto, both third-year students in the Brown Trinity MFA program, bring great drive to the roles of Willie's sons. They are passionate, driven by the family's difficulties, and most of all, they find the essence of the Loman breakdown. The boys follow the father to probable equal failure. And let me say this, that Salesman also has lots of comedy. There's fun amid the destruction, which only makes the heartbreak more heart-touching. You'll remember that one of the never-forgotten lines in this all-American play is that while Willie Loman is not one of the finest characters that ever lived, he is a human being, and a terrible thing has happened to him. So, Arthur Miller tells us, attention must be paid. At Trinity, that hope, that need, has been achieved with humanity and insight. Don't miss Death of a Salesman one more time.